Welcome back to Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is Diana Delling. I'm sitting in for Mary Charlotte, and I'm here today with Rob DeWalt of New Mexico Magazine, where he's senior editor. Good morning, Rob.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy, what, rainy, lovely rainy Friday.
Very lovely. Great sleeping weather.
Yeah, I know. And here we are.
And here we are. We hope it clears up for Halloween, though, because there's a lot going on this week that we want to get out and do.
There's
some of it outdoors.
A lot going on. A lot.
Including Rob's birthday, I want to mention right at the beginning here.
Yeah, and something else is happening on my birthday.
What is that? Is your birthday? Your birthday is the
29th.
29th. On the 29th at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. Rob is absolutely correct. We are having a screening of the movie Metropolis, accompanied by Alloy Orchestra. Alloy Orchestra is a very cool percussion-heavy three-man band, orchestra from Boston. They will be playing a live soundtrack accompanying Metropolis, which of course is Fritz Lang's silent classic from 1927. It's considered a sci-fi masterpiece, and it's influenced all kinds of films from Blade Runner to The Matrix to other science fiction films of today. Have you seen Metropolis, Rob?
I've seen it a number of times. Never with the Alloy Orchestra, though, so...
They're really fun, and they really make it feel more contemporary. They played with Phantom of the Opera at the Lenzic last year, and it was a great show. You're just completely engrossed in the action when you have this music and the great sound effects.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different with a live orchestra.
It is.
Well, you kind of get a sense of how it was sort of watched, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of, sometimes you'll get an organist or something playing along, but this is your full, there's a lot of sound coming out of them for just three people.
Yeah.
Another Lenzic thing I want to mention comes on Halloween night. There's Halloween at the Lenzic. Part of our big screen classic series, we'll be screening David Bowie in The Man Who Fell to Earth. It starts at 7. And I want to talk a little bit about that, but I will also say we are doing a ticket giveaway. We have a pair of tickets to The Man Who Fell to Earth. To the first caller to ask for them, call KSFR at 428-1382 for tickets. What about that film, Rob? Have you seen The Man Who Fell to Earth?
I've seen The Man Who Fell to Earth. Is probably, I've seen that movie more than any other movie ever.
Really?
Yeah. I could go on and on about it. I'm just sort of like a nerd on the back end of films, like the trivia and things like that. But, you know, a lot of it was shot in New Mexico, and you know, there's some wonderful scenes of White Sands and other places around. And some of the, if you go online and just do a little bit of research before you go to the film, you won't be disappointed. I mean, David Bowie was in quite a state during the filming of this. That's all I'm going to say.
I've read
that
myself, and I hear he just embodies the role of the alien who finds himself on Earth looking for water.
Yes, yes. He was definitely a thin white Duke back then
right.
for many reasons. But it's one of my favorite films, and the fact that it's sort of set in New Mexico and deals with crazy aliens.
Well, please come. Please come, and there's a lot of other things in town
it's
going on.
It's rough. So. I mean, it's so rough around Halloween in this town because the films are so incredible, you know? I mean, I watched at home last night?
What?
The Curse of Chucky. So I'm really excited to go out and see something good for a change. I mean, we've got Jean Cocteau has Rocky Horror Picture Show. And some of the things aren't happening necessarily on Halloween, but let's see. There's House of Wax at the Jean Cocteau. There's all kinds of great films. There's the,
Can I interrupt you just to tell listeners that those tickets are gone?
Those tickets
thanks
are gone.
Thanks for calling in, but you can still get tickets to The Man Who Fell to Earth on Halloween night at the Lenzic by calling the Lenzic box office.
That was quick.
Yes.
That was quick.
Glad to hear it.
Mom, you were supposed to call really fast.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just know that KSFR gets bombarded with phone calls if I forget to say it.
We could go all crazy about the movies.
We could.
Your best bet is to pick up a copy of the Pasta Tiempo and look through their schedule. You know.
That's a weekly, and it's fantastic.
It's a weekly, and it's a fantastic.
Then we've got a good monthly in town, too, and it's called New Mexico Magazine.
It is. It's called New Mexico Magazine, and as a matter of fact, we've just rolled out our November issue. I was about to say February because I haven't had my whole cup of coffee yet.
I've seen it on the newsstands because I saw that headline, cover line, State Secrets Revealed.
Yeah, there's tons of great stuff in here. We've got Cheryl Jameson, our culinary editor, has this great like Thanksgiving feast, and we've got all these wonderful sort of outdoor adventures in very unlikely places. An examination of Mexico architecture through the ages. All kinds of stuff.
How did you get your secrets? Did you have to bribe people?
No. As a matter of fact, you know, the best kept secrets are the ones people are dying to share. And so, we're lucky enough to have a lot of folks that just like to be out there in the wild, you know.
Right.
And they, you know, were nice enough to share some of their favorite places with us.
That's great. It's a
wonderful look at New Mexico's, like the Badlands, for instance. You know,
I've never been there. I mean, you can live here a very long time, and there's still so much to explore. And if you talk to people, you learn about new things,
yeah,
new secrets, as you guys say.
Yeah, I mean, there's the Continental Divide Trail. There's all kinds of great stuff in the November issue. It's on stands now. Pick it
nice,
up.
Nice.
But back to all the cool stuff going on. Do we have a kitten of the week or a dog of the week?
I don't. And whenever we don't.
But you know what? There's one every single day at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
There are. And if you go there, you're bound to take one home.
Yes.
You'll want to take one home.
Yeah.
If, aside from pets, back to Halloween.
Yeah, back to Halloween.
There's something fun going on at the Chavez Center. Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th, uh-huh, which is today and tomorrow. It's Halloween on Ice. They have public skating, and they're encouraging costumes from 6 to 7:30. I'm sorry, there's a show from 6 to 7:30, yeah, and public skate is 7:45 to 9. You are encouraged to dress up, cruise around that ice rink wearing your best Halloween costume. There will be a special guest skater, Lucas Cowgers, a Team USA member. So come on out to the Chavez Center and skate in your crazy witch costume or your... I don't know what people are going to be this year. I always resort to the witch because you put a hat on and you're there. Wear some black.
Yeah. I actually picked up a great Lucha Libre costume, or mask, excuse me, at the State Fair this year. So I think I'm going to go... I'm just going to put on a suit and my Lucha Libre mask and just scare people.
That's great.
You know? I mean, it's sort of weird looking anyway. But black and gold, two of my favorite colors, so it'll look nice in a black suit. But then I've also we've got my partner and I have Star Trek uniforms. So when we usually wear those every year because it's what you just put on the shirt and you're done, right?
And it's fun and everybody loves it. And
right? Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see if we still fit in them.
Are you Spock?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'll try to track you down on Halloween.
These were uniforms that were sewn by a friend of ours who worked in film, and so these
are
actual uniforms from films and
cool,
and patterns from films, and so we get them dry cleaned every year. We keep them in the closet. We take them out once a year.
That's good to know, the dry cleaning part.
Yeah,
good.
Also on Halloween, we've got the second annual Weird Science Carnival held at the Santa Fe Children's Museum.
Weird Science.
That's from 4 to 7 p.m. This is pretty cool, though, because at 5, students from the New Mexico School for the Arts are going to be performing Michael Jackson's Thriller in zombie makeup.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's when trick-or-treaters start showing up at my house. And by the way, I'm offering a reward if anybody knows who we grew... one pumpkin this year, and somebody stole it off our front porch.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. So, I'm pretty angry about that. But
you better look at the jack-o'-lanterns on Halloween and see if anyone carved it. That would be.
Yeah, I'm too busy passing out candy and keeping the dogs from eating children. So.
Well, I'm glad you get trick-or-treaters. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Every year, man. It's. I think I had 60 last year. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I will tell folks about the El Dorado Arts and Craft Association's fall show.
Yes.
This is the association's 12th annual fall show. It'll take place at St. John's United Methodist Church to kick off the spirit of holiday gift giving. There'll be 41 artists showing all kinds of work, painting, jewelry, ceramics, glass, photography, etc. It's at the St. John's United Methodist Church on today from 3 to 7. and then tomorrow from 9 to 5. But if you're smart, you'll get there at 3 to 7. It's like the sneak preview for the Eldorado Arts and Craft Association's fall show. For more information, you can go to www.eldoart.org.
Eldoart.org. That's awesome. Let's see. We've got some... Do we have some theater? Yes, we do.
We usually do in this great town.
We've got Theater Work is doing Molly Sweeney at Santa Fe Woman's Club, and that's, let's see, there's a show tonight at 7, and that continues through Sunday. Mexico School for the Arts, dance and visual arts students are going to be present a site-specific performance tonight in the Rail Yard, and that starts at 7 p.m. It's called Right of Way. I've seen stuff about this online. I don't know really much about
it. I've seen flyers, but it looks cool. They have some cool images on their flyers.
Yeah, and so that's happening tonight down there in the Rail Yard, and I hope the weather cooperates.
Me too.
Yeah, but and then there's, you know, there's tons of art exhibits too. This is one of my favorites. Ahalini Studios, which is it's a American Meredith studio, and it's Inner Demons 5. So it's a show that they have every year. It's sort of spooky art kind of stuff, you know. But the group show, it's a group show, and the group of artists that they have are great. There's going to be performance art, visual art from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. Shows up through November 1st. It's at 2889 Trades West Road, Unit E. So
I can't remember where that is.
It's not necessarily hard to find, but it's definitely not like a walk to Canyon Road. So you'll need transportation if you're downtown.
There's another sort of off the beat, slightly off the beaten path event tonight at Teatro Paragua, which is on Calle Marie over there by the Home Depot area, and it's Jules Works. Have you ever been to to one of those?
Mm-hmm.
They're having, I think it's their 19th annual, not annual, just 19th ever, Jules Works Cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm getting the name wrong, so I have to find my announcement. But that's tomorrow night at 7 at Teatro Paraguas. And Joe West will be there doing some of his spoken word presentations work.
Oh, perfect.
So check that out.
Awesome. This is over my house, so I don't have time to check it out today, and that's really very sad. But New Mexico Archives Month, there's day-long activities beginning at 9:30 today at the State Records Center and Archives on Camino Carlos Rey, more towards the Cerritos roadside. So there's going to
cool
be
building.
Events there and film screenings and stuff like that all day. So I bet you could call over there and find out what's going on where. That's pretty neat.
I'm wondering, Rob, if you're planning on going to Lutherfest this year. It's tomorrow. It's Saturday, the 26th, at the Lutheran Church. Now, I better get their address right. The Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church at 1701 Arroyo Chamiso. But we're celebrating Martin Luther and his efforts to reform the Christian church in the 16th century with events like bratwurst, sauerkraut, applesauce, good food, German food. Not only that, though, but pumpkin smashing and an oof-da band.
And an oof-da band.
And I'm wondering if Martin Luther was a pumpkin smasher. I have not read that, but you never know.
It's anything's possible.
Anything is possible. And if you want to learn more about Martin Luther, you can go to Lutherfest tomorrow all day long from 10 to 2, half a day.
Hey, also on Saturday, Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families is having their masquerade ball. And that's there's a silent auction, and there's going to be Le Chat Lunatique is going to be there. They're awesome. And there's going to be dinner. And that's at 6 p.m. at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center right downtown. You know, tickets are up there, but it's a fundraiser, and you can get discounts for a table. If you go to esperanzaball.com, you can get more information.
And it's a masquerade ball, which is always fun. And
yeah.
You never know what could happen
Libre
there.
Mask.
You could.
I could.
You could wear that and the Star Trek outfit.
Then I blew it. Unless there's like another guy there with a Lucha Libre mask and you know that weighs as much as a toothpick.
I
gonna know it's me.
Doubt there will be.
Yeah. So, gosh, what?
There's an opera being broadcast from New York's Metropolitan Opera tomorrow. It's at the Lenzig, and it's called The Nose. It's an unusual opera, unconventional story. It's an opera by Shostakovich, which has dazzled opera and art lovers alike since in its inaugural run in 2010. Now it's back. It's based on Gogol's comic story about a Russian bureaucrat whose nose escapes his face, and he's running around looking for his nose. And you can look for photos online. It really does look like, as they say, an unconventional opera, but it's supposed to be great. And that's tomorrow at 11 at the Lensic live, and then there's an encore performance in the evening. And it's not really Halloween-y, but if you want to see an opera that features a guy running around dressed as a giant nose, it's kind of costumey, I encourage you. It's actually supposed to be great. I shouldn't be making fun. It looks like one of the really more avant-garde, interesting operas of the year.
Interesting. Hey, a lot of fundraising activities going on that have sort of a Halloween-y sort of theme. We've got A Night to Scare Away Hunger is happening on the deck at 221. It's that Tante Lucia restaurant on Shelby Street, and they have this wonderful, like, I think it's like 10,000 square foot sort of deck outside.
Deck, yeah.
and stuff like that. And anyway, there's going to be DJs. They want people to wear costumes. You know, there's going to be, I believe there's going to be a photo booth. It's going to be an open bar. There's going to be door prizes. There's going to be food and stuff. If you go to Halloween Santa Fe FB event at eventbrite.com.
Wow.
Or just call Tante Lucia restaurant and you know, or something. I don't know. But it's a but it's for a good cause, and it's, you know, it's basically to combat childhood hunger, and that's an issue here.
Right, it definitely is an issue here.
In Nuevo Mexico. So you know, that's something to... Oh, and this also on Saturday, Storming the Beaches with Logos in Hand, one of my favorite bands.
I love them too, Luke Carr's band.
Yeah, he's having a fundraiser for his new rock opera Saturday at 8 p.m. at Better Day Coffee. And that's going to be pretty cool.
There'll be a lot of other local musicians performing there too, including Johnny Bell, who's a Lensic, yeah. Regular. And... Alex Pozo and others, so that's tomorrow night at Better Day. Sunday at 3, the Santa Fe Men's Camarada presents Feel the Spirit at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel. It's a concert under the direction of Karen Maroli at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel, which is located where?
Where?
Where? Oh, it's on 50 Mount Carmel Road, so it's up near St. John's. It sounds like a great concert by the Santa Fe Men's Camarada. And for more information about that, you can call 225-571. No, I'm sorry, for tickets, call 225-571-6352 to make advance reservations. That's Sunday at 3.
Hey, I can't forget this. You know, everyone talks about Halloween, but we should also talk about Dia de los Muertos for a second. There's some cool events happening around the state. But on October 27th at the Museum of International Folk Art, there's going to be a workshop where you can decorate sugar skulls, eat pan de muerto, make memory boxes, and enjoy some live music. And then there's tons of other events going on, but that's really the kickoff.
What day is that now?
That happens on October 27th, and I don't know the exact time, but if you go to the Museum of International Folk Art website, there is a page there for it, and I'm sure the times are there.
I would like to go to that.
But that's a great way to kick it off, you know, get all your face painting skills down, you know, get your sugar skulls ready.
I like the sugar skulls.
Yeah.
And El Museo Cultural usually has something going on. I'm trying to find it, but usually they have something... Some kind of a sugar skull display or exhibit. So check them out too. There's always something cool going on there. It's elmuseocultural.org.
There are some booky things, some bookish things happening at Collected Works too, that I wanted to mention if I can find them real fast.
Please tell us. There's always something good going on at Collected Works, thanks to Dorothy and the crew.
Yeah, and of course I can't seem to find my information right now, but I will find it.
I will. In the meantime, I will tell you about something else now that I'm finally getting the cue. I will tell you about the Fiber Artisans of Northern New Mexico's upcoming Fall Fiber Festival. It's next weekend. It's November 1st and 2nd. And it is at the... Wow. I'm really sorry that I can't see the information here, but you can find out where it's happening at the Española Valley Fiber Arts Center website, evfac.org. They attached an invitation for us, and I can't open it. But aha, it's in Española. It's at the Española Valley Fiber Arts Center. I'm going to turn this back over to Rob.
Okay.
Help, Rob,
help.
We've
got this great biography of Jim Henson by Brian J. Jones. Fun read, awesome book. He's going to read from the biography at Collected Works at 6 p.m. on Monday, which is October 28th.
Okay.
And then, at 6 p.m. on October 29th, New Mexico, A History. There's going to be an event for that book. And, yeah, that's Tuesday, October 29th at Collected Works. So, New Mexico, A History. It's sort of a new book from the University of Oklahoma Press.
It'll probably be a very interesting talk.
Yeah.
Can I please correct myself and give the Fall Fiber Fiesta the attention it deserves? It's the Española Valley Fiber Arts Fall Fiber Fiesta, November 1st and 2nd at the St. John's United Methodist Church, 1200 Old Pecos Trail. As someone called it this week, the Pumpkin Church, and that immediately told me which one it was. It's Friday from 12 to 6, Saturday from 9 to 5, and it's all kinds of fiber arts, celebration of those arts.
Cool. World War II in New Mexico is a docent talk at 12:15 at the New Mexico Museum of Art on Wednesday the 30th. New Mexico has a long and textured history.
There you go.
With World War II, from the code talkers to internment camps to all kinds of interesting things. So that should be an interesting little docent talk right there. And that's at 12:15 on Wednesday the 30th at the New Mexico Museum of Art. That's going to be neat. There's tons of great live music, too. You know, I rarely, you know, give shout-outs to, some of the smaller venues in town. But, you know, I just want to remind people to go out and support your local musicians and local bars that are bringing in, you know, touring acts that you might not normally
hear. It's very true. We've got a pretty good music scene. We've got to keep it alive.
Yeah. We've got to keep it alive. On that note, there is a business and law symposium for musicians and people in the music industry happening at Warehouse 21 in and around November 7th. And there's going to be some more information out there soon. If you go to the website, you'll be able to find it. If you talk to the folks over at the After Hour Alliance, you'll be able to find out some more about it. I'll be sitting on a panel with Alex DeVore and some other people called Meet the Press,
nice.
How to Get Your Name Out There. That happens, I believe, at 3:45 on November 7th. But there's tons of other events and panels happening and stuff. And it's going to be, it's for musicians of all ages, you know, even people that are just interested in the business.
Business side of music and getting yourself out there.
And check it out.
Great. We should talk more about that. We'll announce that again.
Yeah.
There's something going on next weekend, Saturday the 2nd at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Playhouse. There will be a stage reading of a new play by Tom Noonan called What Happened Was. This features Aaron Levantman and Mary Beth Lindsay. It's directed by Michael Graves. It's a darkly humorous play that explores a personal psychic landscape of two lonely New Yorkers. And it will be a staged reading, again. That's at the Santa Fe Playhouse. More information, santafeplayhouse.org.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
I want to clarify, there is a New Mexico State Film Preservation Showcase on Saturday, October 6th at The Screen. Films in conjunction with Archives Month happen at The Screen on October 26th, which is this Saturday. So don't go over to the State Archives Office expecting to watch movies today.
I thought, wow, I wonder how they'll do that there.
Yeah.
But okay.
Wanted to clarify. And also at The Screen on October 27th is a performance at The Screen. Turandot, London's Royal Opera House. Puccini's Turandot from London's Royal Opera House.
Huh.
So that's going to be pretty cool.
It's really a big movie week next week, because something I think sounds great is Dr. Strangelove will be screened at the CCA on Monday, and it's part of the Santa Fe Institute Presents series, which also, I think, usually features someone from the Santa Fe Institute talking about the science aspects of a film. That's Monday night at the screen at 7 o'clock. And you can, I believe they are also having an exhibit right now about called Atomic Surplus. And mm-hmm. I think that's part of this whole event. So you can check out the exhibit and then go to Dr. Strangelove. It's a really good week for classic movies, I guess we should say.
It is. Put the Netflix down and go get out there and do something. You know? Don't watch
you know
The
what?
Curse of Chucky.
You're right. That's not good for you. Something that's happening next Sunday, November 3rd, is at the Site Santa Fe, is Movable Art Book Salon, hosted by Sally Blakemore, who's a fantastic long-time presence in the local book arts and just art scene. She's a book artist and paper engineer. She'll be teaching three formats of book arts, including how to do some pop-up books. So it's a salon at Site Santa Fe, Sunday, November 3rd, from 1 to 4, where you actually get to do some hands-on work in bookmaking with Sally Blakemore.
Ah.
So, do you know Sally?
Yeah.
She's really great.
She is great. Hey, that Rocky Horror Picture Show, by the way, is not a midnight show. It's an 11 o'clock show.
11 p.m.
11 p.m. So you'll still be in bed in time to wake up and go to the Daily Grind.
What's that I hear?
That's the extra music.
The extra music. Thank you to Rob DeWalt for being with Santa Fe Radio Cafe today for Speaking of the Arts. And check out the latest issue of New Mexico Magazine, the November issue, which is now on the newsstands. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Everyone have a happy and safe Halloween.
You too, and also happy, happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you. I'll be 24. That's awesome.
You look great. You don't look a day over 23. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana Delling. I'm sitting in for Mary Charlotte.